Welcome to LOL Adulthood.
Hi everyone, welcome back to LOL Adulthood. I'm one of your hosts, Reem Gram, and here are my buddies.
Hello, hello.
What up?
So on today's episode, I kind of wanted a little dabble, little chit-chat about Mr. Elon Musk.
Mr. Musk.
The musky boy.
Yes.
Yep. Stanky boy.
I was wondering, with all the stuff he's doing lately, like, what are your guys' feelings about him? Like, how are you feeling about Mr. E-boy?
He's totally shrouded in so much controversy. It's kind of crazy. I feel like people either love him or absolutely hate him. There's no middle ground.
Why? I don't hardly know anything about Mr. Musk. Explain to me. Why do people hate him?
I think he's just really polarizing. He's just such a crazy billionaire. He'll make spaceships and then attach a car to it and fly it out to space. You know, he'll post on Twitter a picture of Bill Gates pregnant and say, and then the title will be, "If you want to lose a boner fast."
I have not seen that.
He said that?
Yeah, so you know the emoji of a pregnant man?
Uh-huh.
It was that emoji with Bill Gates' face, and Elon Musk wrote, "If you want to lose a boner fast."
Bro.
And he's one of the richest guys in the world, and he's posting this on Twitter. So, and then him obviously buying Twitter and then making it.
What a power move.
It's such a power move, and he made free speech. Like, you can say whatever you want. I mean, there's literally porn on Twitter. So you can say whatever you want, you want. It doesn't matter. When kind of in the past, Twitter used to be a very liberal stronghold, and then it was very tight on censorship and stuff. So it's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I feel like I saw porn on Twitter a lot, even before Musk, man.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's been there a while.
Yeah.
I've been scrolling, and then out of nowhere, I don't know what hit me, and I'm like, whoa.
It's
that was gross.
Yeah.
Some weird shit on there, bro.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's made it kind of a town square-esque type of vibe. Just say whatever you want. Public discourse.
Hmm.
I feel like ever since he took over X, I have not been wanting to even engage at all. I hate calling it X, too.
I know.
It's so freaking stupid.
That was a bad move, I feel like.
Yeah.
That was a really bad move.
Nobody's calling it X.
Nobody's going to call it X.
It's always Twitter.
Are you tweeting or are you Xing?
Yeah.
That's the question. Are you tweeting or are you Xing?
That's a really good question.
You know? What are you doing? What are we doing here? You know? My name is X.
It also, you know, if there is a lot of porn on there and you call it X, it kind of just sounds like a porn website at that point.
Yeah.
That was very insightful, Michael.
Thank you. That was loading.
You connected the dots.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
But, yeah, I think the biggest thing is people are saying now that you can say anything on Twitter and really anything goes, it's now a bastion for the far right. So it's now like a place where the far right can go and say whatever they want, and it's incentivizing younger generations, or it's kind of radicalizing younger generations because he's made it so, you know, hands off. So I think there's an argument maybe on both sides. I'm of the opinion that what he's doing is awesome because I believe in free speech. I do think there's probably some cons to it, but I think the pros outweigh the cons.
Okay.
Personally.
But what do you think of him as a person?
He's crazy. He's crazy.
He's a goofy dude.
He's crazy. I mean, what other billionaire does the things he does, like we were talking about? Who does that?
So, I have a hot take. I feel like he just throws money. He doesn't really do anything. Like, he's not the one building the rocket. He's not the one attaching the car to this rocket. He's not the one building the Tesla. He's not the one doing any of these innovations at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just throwing money there, and then there's these incredible engineers behind all of these innovations, and they don't get any credit. They don't get any recognition,
mm-hmm.
and they're the masterminds actually building all these products.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of stupid. He doesn't give any light to these people. He just throws money at them.
Yeah.
And takes all the fame.
Yeah. Well, who's to say those engineers, I mean, necessarily want to be famous, though, right?
I mean, I know some people who work under Elon Musk, and
yeah.
they're all his employees.
Well, I mean, he's running SpaceX, Tesla. He's running these huge companies. I mean, it's kind of crazy. If you think, how does he even have time for anything? The Boring Company makes flamethrowers.
He owns that company?
Yeah.
He owns Boring?
The Boring Company, yeah.
Shut up.
It's not a flamethrower company. They're making Hyperloops. So they're making...
They've also sold flamethrowers, too.
Yeah. It's like a promotional tool.
What's a Hyperloop?
Yeah.
So a Hyperloop, I think this is what it is that he's going to make, but they're boring these giant tunnels between major cities in the U.S., and they're going to put this vacuum-sealed tube that will have a magnetic train in it. So the train will travel in a completely vacuum-sealed tube in this giant tunnel, and if it's a vacuum, that means way less air friction, so it can go really, really fast, like hundreds of miles an hour.
Yeah.
So you can get from, like, L.A. to New York, like, with a Hyperloop.
Yeah. Wow. Like a bullet train. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy. Yeah. So I feel like he's got so much. Incredible, I think, how he can do all of that, run all of those companies. Mm-hmm. And he has like 9 kids, 10 kids.
Man, he's getting crazy. Busy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
I will say it is impressive of all the projects that he's like helped get off the ground and like is like funding. I will give him that. That's that's really cool that we're doing a lot of things like that, but also he needs to treat his employees better.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the employee side of it, but yeah, I actually have a cool little story that happened to me today, kind of regarding Elon Musk. We were going to the casino today, and we saw a Cybertruck, one of the new Cybertrucks.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It looks like metal, it looks like a spaceship. It's so sleek. It has a solar panel roof bed thing. It's crazy.
Cool.
But the weird part about it, we saw bullet holes.
Oh my god.
On the side of it.
What?
Yeah, bullet holes in this like $100,000 truck has bullet holes in the side of the car. So we go over to the family getting in. We're like, cool Cybertruck, what happened to your door? Turns out, if you've ever watched the YouTube Jerry Rig Everything, this car was used in a test to see if the Cybertruck is actually bulletproof. And it is.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Actually bulletproof.
It's now, bulletproof.
Anything, it'll stop a 9mm, but anything bigger than that, it won't. So they used a 50 caliber sniper on it. It went right through the door, obviously.
Of course.
But yeah, how crazy is that? It's like this like $100,000, you know, luxury car, and we're just like, oh, it has bullet holes in the side panels.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so crazy. We're like, what happened to your truck, dude? Yeah,
but cyber mob.
It was in a YouTube video. For this guy testing it out. So
dude.
Yeah.
Got connections now.
It is pretty crazy. Yeah, he built a truck that can stop bullets. Have you guys seen it before driving
on
the street?
No, what is it?
I've never seen it in real
truck.
Life.
I'll have to show you pictures after the podcast. It's the craziest thing.
It's like a triangle on wheels.
It's a triangle.
Made of
it
metal.
almost looks like something from a futuristic society or something, or
like from Futurama or something.
Yeah, it really does. It's yeah. I have to show you pictures. It's crazy looking, but it's so weird because it's a really expensive car, and he made it bulletproof just for shits and giggles.
I dig that.
I do too.
I dig those quirks, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, why not?
Why
right?
not?
Like this is what I don't know much about the dude, but from the very little I know about him, for example, when he smoked weed on Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
I respect that. I'm sorry. I respect that. There's all these like billionaires that are very buttoned up, right? And they're like all, you know, like these like old white dudes that are just kind of, I don't know, bland. You know, they're like, okay, yeah, you have money, but like, cool. There's nothing more going on. But Elon Musk is like using that money. Like he's actually just like going crazy with it, trying new things. He's super curious. Which is, you know, if I was super rich, I'd want to have fun with it. I wouldn't want to do it for the status. I'd want to actually enjoy my money. So
yeah,
and you know, to go on a podcast and just be like, yeah,
smoke some weed,
I'll hit this J. Like, that's cool.
Yeah,
I respect that.
You know, he made the top of the spaceship. I can't remember if he tried to make it more triangle or smooth or whatever to resemble Spaceballs.
Really?
The spaceship from Spaceballs. Yeah. He's like, oh, I want it to look more like that. Because it'll resemble Spaceballs a little bit more. It's crazy. Like you said, he just does it for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't know. It's just cool. Because I feel like every other billionaire, like you're saying, is very knitted up, very tight, you know, like, kind of mysterious. You know, you don't really know their personality,
mm-hmm.
right? Very, very just kind of generic. But he's got some flair, dude. He's got some personality.
Look up the truck real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta see this.
Yeah, I want to get your take on the truck.
Okay. It's pretty. I've heard it called like a geometrical monstrosity.
Yeah.
But also some people really like it.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Wait till you see it in person. It doesn't even look like.
Oh, this real. Looks like a car like the Kardashians would drive. Like, yeah. Kanye West.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It comes with an ATV, too.
Yeah.
It so comes with an ATV?
It goes in the trunk. And maybe some models.
Does it?
On the pre-order version, I saw
an ATV. This?
Yeah, yeah, Reem. All right. It looks crazy on the phone. Wait till you see it in person. It's like, what the is that? Yeah. It looks insane.
Compared to a person, how tall is this?
It's huge. It's huge. Taller than me.
So it's like the size as a... Same size as like a Tacoma?
Well, maybe not. No, probably bigger than is it. Maybe it's about as tall as I am. I don't know.
So it's but 6 foot tall, 6 feet tall.
I'm like 5'9", so it's about that tall. Yeah, but it's weird because it has like a solar panel. It has a solar panel bed and everything, and
that's cool.
And then it's all like very smooth, but also very geometric at the same time, and. Like, I don't know. It's just really cool looking.
It's like a Hot Wheel.
Yeah. Because the Tesla cars, I guess, they're good looking cars and they're unique, but they kind of resemble like a modern car. That thing looks like something.
Yeah.
Futuristic. Yo, totally went off the deep end with that.
Only the real ones know this movie. You ever seen Hot Wheels World Race?
No.
No.
Okay, we got to watch that sometime.
Okay.
Maybe in an altered state of consciousness.
Yeah.
It is, so it's one of my childhood favorites. Yeah. Anyway, they're basically at the end, they're racing these Hot Wheels through this world, and they reach this place called, like, the Forerunner Kingdom or whatever, and it's, like, the futuristic Hot Wheel place, and there's all these cars that are, like, futuristic and shit, and they look like that. So,
huh.
Hey, if you guys know,
yeah.
Hot Wheels World Race, you the real ones.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I remember playing with Hot Wheels as a kid, but.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I always wanted, like, the little, you'd be walking through the store, you always see the little collectibles on the shelf. So I was like, oh, I want that one, but yeah, never did. Did you ever get the ones where you set up the racetrack and then it has the little motors?
Oh, yeah, that shoot them up.
And then they shoot them through the track.
So fun, dude.
Yeah, so those were awesome.
That's a good time.
Yeah, OG. They don't do those anymore, do they?
I don't know. I don't really see the cool sets anymore, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you guys think one day Elon Musk will maybe run for president or something like that?
He would pull some shit
like that. I could totally see it,
right? I could see him doing it. Yeah. And the thing is, he's so uncensored that he might... I don't know, kind of pull like what Donald Trump did, just like the shock factor. People are like, oh, he's like totally just saying whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you know, once you reach a certain point, once you kind of get to this level, I feel like that's just the next step. It's run for president.
Yeah.
Fuck it. See how it goes.
Yeah, for him, it might just be, yeah, fuck it. I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Knowing his personality, I feel like he kind of thrives on attention. And
yeah.
I think I could totally see him as that being one of his next moves maybe down the road.
He's not really liberal or conservative either.
No.
He's just kind of himself. So
Donald might be Trump, good. Dude, Trump good. Like broke the whole you need to like be in politics to run for president. Because he, as far as I know, he was never like a senator or anything. He just kind of went into it.
Yeah, he was just a businessman.
Which is totally contrary to how every other people work their whole lives, right? Being in the political hemisphere. And then he's just like, oh, I'm going to just go right to the top, try out for the presidency. One, and I feel like it just kind of opened the floodgates. Like, anyone can just run.
Kanye
just
2024.
Oh, yeah.
I support.
Isn't Dwayne The Rock running too or something?
I heard he was going to be a VP candidate for somebody. I think it was RFK.
But what does that dude know about politics?
But yeah, exactly.
Shit, maybe.
But that's the thing is you can just run. It doesn't matter. You know? It doesn't matter if you've been doing it or haven't.
Dwayne The Rock, man.
It's a popularity contest.
It is. It's like high school.
Yeah.
High school with nukes.
With nukes.
Love it.
The best kind.
Okay. Before we end this podcast, I want to do a little pop quiz with you guys regarding Mr. Elon Musk. And just, like, see if you guys can even guess the right answer.
Okay.
All right. Question one. Where was Elon Musk born?
Based on his personality.
I don't think it was in the Florida. U.S.
Okay, Michael's guessing Florida.
I don't think I remember. I think it's not in the U.S. But I don't remember where. So I'll say California, but I don't know. I think it was outside the U.S. though.
Hmm. Elon was born in South Africa.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't have an accent.
How many times was Elon Musk married?
3 times.
Okay.
That sounds about right to me.
3?
I'm going to guess 5 just because.
Okay. He was married 3 times.
Dang. Shouldn't have changed your answer there, huh?
Yeah.
Bet you're regretting that right now.
Musk fanboy over there, huh?
Huh? Bet you're regretting that.
Okay. How many kids does Mr. Elon Musk have?
9? I think I heard that number floating around.
Yeah, we were talking. I'm going to say 8. I remember it's really high. It's like a lot of kids.
8's not a lot. My uncle has 8.
8 is a lot of kids.
With this economy, 8 is like 16,
this
actually.
This amount of inflation, 8 kids are like 16.
Overpopulation starts at home.
Okay.
It starts in Utah. That. It starts in Utah. What is...
Are you not going to give us the answer?
Oh.
I want to know.
He has 11 kids.
Holy shit. Dude, that dude does not invest in condoms.
Nah, dude. He's a raw dogger. He's a raw dogger. We're leaving that in the episode,
by the way. He doesn't pull out.
All right.
Cut.
Next question.
What is his favorite food?
Something weird in sci-fi.
If he's from South Africa, wouldn't he like some seafood, I bet? Or
why would he like seafood?
What do South African people eat?
Well, South Africa's right on the ocean, so I would imagine.
In my mind, South Africa and Australia are one and the same. Mm. So, crocodiles.
Mm. His favorite food is crocodiles.
Crocodiles.
What's that weird stuff that like Australian people like? That it's like a spread they put on crackers and stuff. I'm talking about
spam.
No, it's not spam.
I don't know.
Spam.
It's like a spam special. Cheese? It's no. It's I forget what it's called, but it's this weird stuff they spread. It's brown, and it tastes really bad.
It sounds really gross.
I'm gonna just say lobster. Be generic about it.
Lobster.
Crocodile is my final answer.
It's tuna.
Well, I said vanilla. Seafood.
It's tuna sashimi, so.
Oh, sashimi. What is sashimi?
Tuna sashimi?
Is that like the raw?
Yeah, so it's sushi. It's sushi, and it's just the tuna on top, and then it's rice at the bottom.
Raw sushi.
So it's just raw sushi, or raw tuna and rice.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what sashimi is.
I think you're right.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
When did Elon Musk find SpaceX?
Find or found? Found? Like he started it?
Yeah.
2009.
Ditto. 2007.
He actually found it in 2002.
Wow.
Dang.
Really?
Huh.
That's crazy. I didn't hear
good
about
for you,
it
Elon.
Way later.
Maybe one day you'll come on our podcast and tell us about it.
Yeah, dude. We're waiting for you, man.
Shout out to Elon.
Okay.
Shout out.
This will be the last one. So Elon sold his first computer program for $500 at the age of 12.
Damn.
What was the name of the video game? And I will give you options for this one. So, option A, Blastar, B, Asteroids, C, Space Invaders, D, Pac-Man.
Definitely not Pac-Man.
Space Invaders.
That was made by a Japanese dude. Blastar.
Space Invaders.
You're wrong. All right. Do you guys lock in your answers?
Locked in.
The answer is A, Blastar.
Michael. Yeah, because obviously, Mike. I mean, the other ones were famous video games made in the 80s. They're world famous. Like, it's obviously not those ones.
Well, how do you know he wasn't, you know, copywriting?
Yeah.
Because
I guess you don't, huh?
You would have heard, bro. Huh? People would be talking. They'd be like, dude, did you know, fun fact, Asteroids was made by Elon Musk? Like, nobody said that. So, Blastar.
You're right. That's good deductive reasoning.
But yeah, that was an Elon pop quiz.
He's an interesting guy, that's for sure. And I'm interested to see where he'll go with everything.
Yeah.
It'll be cool.
Maybe he's the answer we needed in this world.
Yeah.
Full of corrupt billionaires. He is a corrupt billionaire.
Just needs to give his engineers and employees a little love.
A
little love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of love, bro.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of love.
Time off.
Yeah.
Flowers and a heart-shaped box of chocolates once in a while would be nice, too.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys let us know what you guys think of Mr. Elon. We'll be eager to read your comments. And tune in next time for our next episode.
Thank you for listening to LOL Adulthood. New episodes every Wednesday. To help fund our journey, check out the link in the description. Every penny allows us to grow and dedicate more time to this passion. XOXO from your Adulting Guide podcast.